Welcome to Raw Mind Sports, where we dig into the minds of athletes and sports fanatics. I'm your host, Ryan Primetime Jones. If you have a love and passion for sports, then this is the show for you.
We're here at Rocking Out Prep, home of the Jaguars, with the head coach, Charlie Manning, and his number one big-time player, Khalil Baker. Khalil Baker was phenomenal at Rocking Out Prep. He has a lot of accolades we'll discuss in this episode. But first, I want to talk about Mr. Manning and your career, and how you was also part of the Globetrotters, correct?
Yes, sir. Well, I'm a Rocky Mountain native, and I went to Rocky Mountain High School, graduated in 2002, and I actually played in the East-West game myself, and just a proud moment for me to see Khalil being a part of history and basketball. And I mean, that's one of the reasons why I do what I do for the kids in the community at Rocky Mountain. I do a lot of basketball camps, and playing for the Globetrotters was a great thing, but I just use all of it as a ministry for the youth. To be able to reach young people and meet their needs where they are. But, I mean, talking to kids in different schools, being able to motivational speak to kids. I'm also a minister of music at my church, so I do a lot of things for the youth. So being able to give back what God has given you athletically, musically, foundationally is a great thing for the community. So Khalil is just one of those people that I've happened to be encountered with by the grace of God. I'm glad I met him. Glad I had a chance to coach him. He's a great kid, and we become so others can't become. So that's the way I look at life. I mean, I had a great career, and I do great things now, but now it's more about the younger people,
right,
and a more community base.
Awesome, man. From there, where did you decide to, like, your first ever time in your mind? Because I'm going to dig into your mind when you decide to coach.
Well, actually, I started here first in 2006, 2007. I graduated college, and I got a phone call one day. I thought it was a hoax at first, and they said they knew who I was, and somebody had been watching me, and they sent me a ticket. And like I said, I answered the call, and I caught the flight, and I went tried out for the team, and I made it. And even to this day, it's still unbelievable, because I never thought that I would be able to be on the most famous team in the world. But you know, God worked in mysterious ways. So I got on the team. I learned a lot of things from guys that were older than me. I had a chance to go to New York, Canada, a lot of places around the world that I've never seen. And I was very excited about it. And I had fun. I think my best moment with the Globetrotters was when the kid came up to me after the game and told his dad I was his favorite player. And that was a very, very emotional moment for me, because I'm out there with all the guys that have been playing for 5 years and 10 years, and for me to be able to communicate with a kid that I never seen before, and for a child to be watching me that close during a basketball game, spoke volumes. And for me to be able to hug that kid and give him my autograph and talk to him and make his day was a great moment. And I enjoyed the time with my teammates. They were very funny. Being able to entertain while you're playing basketball is a very difficult job, but you had to be good at what you do. I mean, 3-day practices, I mean, healthy food diet, healthy workout regimen, which I really keep now. So it was a great moment for me, and I shared it with my kids that I teach now, the kids that I coach now, and with my family. And that's something I'll never forget.
I know they right there instantly inspired you by the fact that the kid was brought you to tears.
And yes, yes.
Out of all those players, has been pretty much veterans to the Hall of Globetrotters, and you was able to actually make that kid happy.
Yeah.
I know right then instantly that was a testament from God, like, to help you become the person you are today. So tell me about your stud here.
Well,
what's this guy's name? I don't know.
Well, Khalil's been here since the sixth grade. I've always, all that his performance, even as a sixth grader, seventh grader, I mean, he always had poise when he played basketball. And there are a lot of kids that can play, but most kids don't have poise. And he never hurries, he's never in a rush, and he's had that since middle school. I mean, and every time I called him to the gym for a workout, he came. Even times I would go pick him up, I mean, feed him, and he was always say yes sir, no sir. And I knew right then in the middle school that he was going to be something special. And he just came to the gym. He worked hard, did everything I did. He listened to me very well. He was very coachable. And I never had a problem out of behavior-wise or disrespectfully. And that was another plus I knew that was making him going to mark him as a champion. So as he got older, he just worked harder and harder every year. And I saw the craftiness in his game, and I saw how better he had become. And even in all the goodness that he had, he still was humble. And that's kind of surprising in this environment with these younger people now. Humility is not really something that we practice a lot with the young people.
Right.
But he was very humble as he got older, and we just worked him and came to the gym. And, I mean, he just did everything we asked him to do and more. So he started to exceed his goals on the basketball court, in the classroom. And next thing you know, he got on varsity, and he just shocked the world. And I mean, I was surprised that most of the stuff that he did, but some of the stuff, I kind of saw it coming. Might be watching him for the last 7 or 8 years. And he just shocked people because nobody really knew that there was going to be a kid that good come out of like about prep. I mean, and he just shocked a lot of people. And he's had MVP of every tournament we played in for the last 3 years. I mean, he's led the team in almost every entity, rebounding, assists, scoring. So he's an all-around player, and I haven't coached a player better yet as an all-around kid. I mean, very respectful, like I said, very humble. And at first, like your mom said earlier, he was kind of timid, but I had to make him score because he wanted to pass the ball because he didn't want his teammates to think that he was selfish. But he just had that great of a skill where he could pass the ball the whole first half, then end up with 30 points. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So, I mean, like I said, it was kind of shocking to me. But he was able to do it, get it done. He was able to pass the ball and get a triple-double, get a double-double, and still come out with his average every night. And that's not likely for a high school kid. I mean, most high school kids can do one thing very well. But he's all-around young man, and he works on his game every single day. So it's not a day that go by where he doesn't call me and say, Coach Manny, going to the gym, or what time you open up the gym today, or can you come pick me up? Or, I mean, even after the East-West game, he called me and beat me and say, are you going to the gym tomorrow? So, I mean, you don't find that often, what I mean, with a young person. So, I mean, I'm going to be sad, like I said, when he leaves this year. So I'm going to have to, it'll take a while for me to get over that. But hopefully he can come back and speak to the kids about his experiences and what they need to do to be successful.
Wow. My question to you is, before you, because I know that you scored over 1,000 points in the Rackin' Out Prep, when did this dream of basketball happen? Before your first, I guess before you initially put your first ball in the basket, when did this dream happen? Tell me about it.
Since I was 3 years old, I played basketball.
Where were you at when you did it?
I was at home basketball. I had like a little official price goal. So I was having fun. Just be a little kid playing basketball.
So. That's interesting. I know that you want to play a year, 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
How did this make you feel?
That's my dad. Playing here 2 times in a row, beating everybody, scoring 30 plus a game.
From my sports people, you keep it real.
Yeah.
I got another question. Who's your favorite basketball player?
Kyrie. That man's a monster.
He's a monster?
Yes. Nobody stop him.
Can't nobody stop him. You think LeBron is leaving there? I'm joking.
Yeah.
He don't like that he left. LeBron's still probably shaky about that.
Yeah.
Kind of, it was what we say, salty. But tell me what makes you love Kyrie so much. What's his strength that makes you drive that he has to be your favorite player?
His ability to control the game. Like, he know how to get himself open shots, like his teammates open shots, he know how to make his teammates better. Like, he's big. Like, he controls the pace and the tempo of the game and everything. Like, he's just a true player.
So do you play like Kyrie? Is your game, I'm not going to say you play like Kyrie, but do you base your game around Kyrie's
type of style? Same aspects. Like his, on his ball handling, I'm trying to model my game like that. Like his shot creating, yeah, I'm trying to model my game like that.
That's interesting. So what would, how should I put it? What steps are you going to take from Coach Manning going forward to your new career where you're going to be playing?
Staying in the gym. That's my way to do it.
I got a question for you, though. Who's your favorite coach?
Oh, man.
He is a boy. I know you're making him pretty proud.
Yes.
So give me, like, some type of drills that you possibly do with Coach Manning or whoever. You know, you're trying to go. I'm pretty sure it's Coach Manning.
There's a lot of reading. You have some drills, like, having like pick and roll. Like, pick and roll has to, like, split. Pick and roll, I'm coming off or coming up along and hit the corner on the shot. Just some things like
that. I know you was saying earlier about how you were very unselfish. So give me your definition on why the importance of teamwork is at a high for you.
So, like, I think everybody in the club can play. So, like, they don't call for a reason. So I think that I should give them an opportunity just to somebody on the court. Like, if I'm at open for a three, I'm going to give them a ball to shoot them. You know what I mean? I just got that kind of confidence in my team.
I'm about to ask you a very funny question. Give me a moment with Coach Manning that y'all probably had a, I don't know if y'all had the heated debates, but give me something that he probably got mad at you about on the court or something. I'm pretty sure you probably didn't do it out in the crowd. I know it's a funny moment y'all probably had. Oh, you say you have it since the fifth grade, so I know it's been some type of funny moment or a moment that was key that you like, yeah, Coach Manning might be, he getting on too much or something.
We had a confidence championship game, man. We cut the high. And, like, we was getting smacked the first quarter. That thing was going to be 12 or 2. And I would be playing right. And so, because when he got on me, like, when I had time, I told him he was aggressive, go to ball, and stuff like that. Timidity, you know. So, like, yeah. I think that's the only time he got on me.
Yeah, but he's awesome. He's awesome, coach. I just had to see what else. I knew most people. You got a relationship like that. I knew it was a time.
Yeah.
So, what's the one valuable lesson you'll take from Coach Manning? Which you felt, wherever you go.
Taking care of my body.
Yeah.
You always tell me, stay out of jail, eat healthy food. Just take care of your body.
Cool. Tell me about your health regimens and also you, Coach Manning, like, what do you do, what you eat to kind of help your body stay where your temple is, what people call healthy.
You want to go first?
Sure.
I'm trying to stay away from greasy food. It's kind of hard. Yeah, just trying to stay away from pizza, not eating too much fried food, but eating a lot of vegetables and food.
So your mom be tempting you, and she's giving you a lot of greasy food?
Nah, she be home.
Okay, that's pretty sure. You know, moms be cooking now. Moms and grandmas. I'm gonna be grandma. I know my grandma. Jesus, boy. They greasy be everywhere. I've been trying to say, I'm gonna stay healthy. And she'll tell me, boy, you gonna eat this food? And you gonna eat it? You ain't gonna say nothing. How you feel about that, Coach Man? What's your mind on it?
Well, kind of the same. I know I'm like twice Khalil's age now, so I definitely got to watch what I eat because I actually practice with my guys. I mean, I run with them, I lift weights with them. In order for me to keep up with them,
yeah.
I got to be able to take care of my body. So I take vitamins, two different types of vitamins every day, drink the appropriate amount of water. I try to do that much. And I work out probably 5 out of the 7 days a week to keep my body where it needs to be. So I try to do that, like I said, to keep up with my basketball career and keep up with my young boys because I have to do a lot of examples for them and to show them if I need for them to do something on the basketball court. So I have to be able to model sometimes what I coach, you know what I mean?
Cool, though. I agree. I got a question for you. How do you juggle school and basketball? Now that you're about to take your talents to a collegiate level.
It's not that hard because I'm a student first. Like I
said. Right.
Some student athletes, some student conference. So if my grades not right, ain't no basketball eventually. So
yeah.
I just gotta stay in class and keep my head up and have some grades.
You're pretty solid, I like that. Tell me, Coach Manning and Khalil, let's start with you, Coach Manning. What's your mental preparation before you go towards a basketball game, a big time basketball game that you know that you gotta have your head level? To be a coach at a stud like Khalil Baker?
Well, I tell Khalil all the time that he's the leader of the team. And I start off with that because you have to have a leader on the team. I mean, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, those guys, they led their teams. And it was a mental aspect to it. Everybody counted on them to do their part. And I always told Khalil, if you go out there and do your part, your teammates will follow. So I give him the aspiration to lead, and I make sure that my other coaches know their role in the game. And once they do their job and Khalil does his, my job is to sit back and motivate and coach from the sideline. And I go into every basketball game, whether I'm playing or coaching, with the confidence that we can win. I mean, and I give myself all supreme faith and confidence. I don't take anybody lightly, though. And that's why I do. I read film. I do research on teams. And once I figure out the research and what the teams do weekly, I get to my guys and I say, these are their weak points. These are their strong points. And I coach my guys up to their weak points and strong points. And eventually, we'll be able to take them down that way. So every game, there's a different strategy because every team is different. So I make sure I got the right strategy first. And if we always can make adjustments during the game.
Right, right.
So our adjustments are always made when we coach them. But I always go into the game with a positive mindset that we can win the game. And that's what has led me to be so successful as a coach. I mean, not being cocky or arrogant,
right,
because anybody can be beat, but being confident and being studied up. You got to be studied up on the game in order to be successful. You can't just be good, you know what I mean? So I let my guys know, okay, this is your opponent. Study what they do.
Right.
This is what they like to do. This is what they don't like to do.
Right.
And I make sure my guys know as well as my coaching staff, okay, this is how we have to beat these guys. You know what I mean, going into a game.
Speaking of that, you were talking about those guys that have that type of preparation. You as a coach, with your outstanding coach career, who do you, your coaching skills idolize from? Who do you idolize?
Well, my coach, Mike Gainey from Rocky Mount High, was a great, successful coach, and my college coach, Jim Baker, I mean, he's the most winningest coach at the top of something. I mean, like, both of those guys are different, but I take something from both. I mean, Coach Gainey, he's very aggressive as a coach, and he would get in my face, and I mean, he would demand things from us, and he got it, and because of that, we won, and it needed to be done. I mean, he's like the father I never had for that. Know what I mean? And Coach Baker was more of an accountability type of coach. I'm giving you a starting position. I'm giving you the ball. I'm giving you the captain position. So I need you to go out here, and I expect you to go out here and do this because the team is counting on you. So I can learn a lot from both coaches. And both of those coaches have taught me well in my day as a player. And as a coach, and I try to do the same thing for Khalil. I mean, I wasn't really light on him. I didn't fuss at him much because he always did what we asked. But he know I was just as hard on him as anybody else as far as being aggressive and taking over the game. You know what I mean?
Speaking of that, since your coach Drew might say he's directly at you, how do you prepare yourself for not just the game, but for a Coach Manning game-like situation?
If it's a big game, I don't gotta do much because like, I have that mindset where I know what I can do, so I'm gonna go out there and do it. Like, I love big games, I love playing big crowds. So, I always step up to the challenge.
What do you do in your own time outside of basketball that kind of keeps your mind level?
I like to draw.
Pretty good? What you draw?
I draw like animals and stuff like that.
What's your favorite animal?
Yeah.
You draw, I mean, so if I ask you to draw me something, you'll be able to draw it just like that.
I gotta look at it first.
So you got a lot of other extra characteristics outside of basketball.
That's interesting.
What's your biggest accomplishment that you had in life, period, so far?
Winning two top men. That's it.
Also, who's your role model?
My mother. She just instilled me to be a humble. She just instilled me all week inside me. So I see her with my heart.
Um, since you're going to collegiate level, tell us about what college you're going to and what you plan on studying.
I'm going to Davidson County Community College. That's a Charlotte. I'm a major in business.
Who taught you how to play the game of basketball? Oh wow, your mom's pretty good?
She'll bug it to me.
You got any siblings?
I got one sister and one brother.
Okay, she play basketball too? Or?
Nah, she's tall and she's sweet.
Oh wow. So, but we ain't worried about you getting in no trouble then. You might get a speeding ticket. You call your sister, right? Yeah. I'm pretty sure she'll take care of your ticket.
I know she got it.
So, what are your future plans, Coach Manning, for him and also for yourself going into your year? How would a year without Khalil Baker be?
Well, I'm definitely going to be. I got a coach a little different now, because like I said, his maturity that he had on the court is really what I relied on as a coach throughout the last 3 or 4 years of his career. So, and I got a couple of players that are still left that are pretty good though. I mean, as far as skill wise, but maturity was the main thing, and I really wasn't worried when the game started. I mean, I never forget we played against a team, I think conference championship against Northampton last year. And the game was, it was 10 seconds left on the clock, and we were down by maybe 1 point. And I called a sideline out of bounds play, and Khalil waited till it was 4 seconds on the clock, did a move. I mean, at the free throw line, kind of like Michael Jordan did against the Cavaliers that year. And it was like the same moment, and hit the shot with time when it winded down, and we won the game, and everybody rushed the court. But see, you can't coach that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I called a play for him, but I didn't tell him what to do. But he was smart enough to figure out, okay, there was 12 seconds left on the clock. I need to take 3 or 4 dribbles, run the time down, call for a screen. When the screen comes, get the mismatch comes, I score or get fouled. And he was smart enough to figure that out, you know what I mean? And that's maturity,
right.
You know what I mean? So it's going to be hard coaching. But I got confidence in myself that I'll still be able to have a decent season because I got some good guys coming back. But he really made it easy on the basketball court. And he's going to be missed. But my job now to Khalil is to keep supporting him, call him on the phone, make sure if he needs something, I'm there for him, go to his games. I'm definitely going to do that. And just be a supporter of him. And I'm going to continue to do that. All up until he decides not to play basketball anymore, and which he probably won't. So I'm going to be there for him no matter what. Even in Deshaun's life right now, I call him every week, talk to him. He was at Rutgers, and I support him, open the gym up for him so he can come work out. So I'm definitely going to do that no matter what. So that's my job for Khalil right now, just keep supporting him until he graduates and move on to bigger basketball decisions. So that's my job for him. As far as he was concerned.
Wow. I got another funny question for you. If you had a chance, well, you will get that chance. I see you. Yeah, you'll make it to the NBA. It's not even a doubt. What team would you want to draft you? When they say, with the number one pick in the NBA draft, the select Khalil Baker.
Los Angeles Lakers.
So you're going to be Hollywood. Or you want a new type of guy. So. What the type of guy? You want to be Hollywood. You don't want to be in the small market. I see it now. You like the Hollywood, like you want to be out there with the palm trees and stuff. You want to have your name on the star in the ground with like the celebrities.
Right lights.
So I see that you got this jersey on from the East and West game. Tell me about your experience and tell me what type of achievement they made for you and also to see your coach be able to come support you in this event.
See, I was blessed on that. So I had the opportunity to get invited to play against the West game. It was a great experience, a lot of competition on there. It was a really good pitch to play against the West.
What does that do to you, Coach Manning?
I mean, when I got a phone call, I was so excited. I mean, like I told his mom, I cried. I cried like a baby. The only time I really cried is at church. I'm under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, man. And I'm telling you, I cried like a baby because I knew that the hard work we've been putting in will pay off. Not saying I already didn't, but I mean, this is another accomplishment. And actually, I prayed about this last year about him being a part of this, and God answered his prayer. And the lo and behold, I got a phone call saying that he was accepted to the East-West game. He was invited, and it's just a blessing because he's been working hard. I mean, he deserves it. He's definitely one of the best players in the state by far. And I think that he had a great time. I went to dinner with him and his mom at the banquet that night. And to see his name called among the top 10 best players in the state is amazing. I mean, and God is amazing. So that thing right there is a big compliment for him. I mean, he's the first kid in Rocky Mountain Prep history to be able to play in any such game. You know what I mean? And not a lot of kids in Rocky Mountain get opportunities to do that.
Right.
I mean, I happen to play in the East West game myself, but like I said, this is a great honor for him because he's the first. You know what I mean? So that's a very, very good honor, and I'm proud of him. His mom has been a big supporter of the school since he's been here. And like I said, he's enjoyed his time. But that game, and he did well. He performed well. He played like himself. I mean, he knocked down the open shots, scored when he needed to, had several assists, I mean, a couple steals. So, I mean, he did a great job, in my opinion. And honestly, he did better than me. I played it. So he did a great job, so I'm proud of him. I mean, like I say, I hope that God continues to bless him as he gets better at basketball and give him more opportunity to play in more games of that type of caliber.
Interesting. Proud coach, man.
Yeah.
You made your coach proud, man.
Yes, sir.
You made a lot of people this year proud, actually, not just your coach.
And I was screaming, yelling the whole game. I was right behind the bench. I mean, so he saw me when I was there, and like I said, he enjoyed it. And I think he had a great time.
That's one voice you'll never forget, will
you? Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, that concludes my show for All Mind Sports. My conclusion to this is, like, Coach Manning and Khalil Baker are both very detailed and great students and also study their craft so well. Him study his craft as a player, and Coach Manning study his craft as a coach now, to go on from so many achievements to becoming a guy, a positive figure in the community, and to also help those guys instill the greatness within them, while also pulling the greatness that's already there out of them, showing them the light so they can be able to see. It's very rare you have a lot of coaches always have certain players that are great talents to them, but to see this guy to play in this area, in the 2x2 area, Rocky Mountain, North Carolina, to play this high level, to win player of the year 2 years in a row, that's phenomenal. From a school that hasn't been around as long as most other schools. But to see these two keep studying and being so humble into what they're doing, the humility within both of them is amazing. And I'm grateful to be able to interview these two guys. God has placed these two guys here on this show for a reason, to enlighten other people in the world and what they need to do. It's big. I mean, basketball is great. We're interviewing about basketball, but at the same time, everybody's not great at basketball. There's a lot of people who have other achievements they can do. From John Wright, he can say a few minutes ago that he can draw. So, I mean, you got a lot of artists out there. So, whatever the dream that goes on, never give up. Keep pursuing the possible as possible. Appreciate it, Khalil Baker. Mr. Manning, man, yes, I feel so special, man, to interview a guy like you.
Yes, sir.
You guys have a great week.